Welcome to the Cattleman's Corner. I'm Brian Hale, sitting in for the late Howard Hale, as we continue his legacy of speaking with cattlemen and women from around the globe.
When it comes to raising cattle, maternal efficiency and greater calving ease are two very important traits, and the American Gelvy Association does a great job on their website laying out this information. The U.S. Meat Animal Research Center data shows Gelvy females have the smallest mature cow size of the four major continental breeds. This reduced mature cow size allows for puberty to be reached at an earlier age, which leads to calving earlier in the season and producing a heavier calf at a younger age. Visit gelvy.org. But those Gelvies have some strong and historic competition with the American Herefords. We know the American Herefords have made some vast improvements over the years. Let's check in with Director of Breed Improvement, Shane Bedwell. Can you tell us more?
Yes, sir, Brian. I appreciate you having me on. The American Hereford Association is experiencing some really great times and growth. The demand by the commercial cattlemen we've seen here in the last 5 years has been tremendous. You know, they're coming and using Hereford genetics. We've seen bull sales increase not only in volume, but in sale price all across the U.S. And my belief is that our breeders that have been in business for a long time have really stayed committed to making the cattle problem-free and stayed committed to passing on those genetics to the commercial cattlemen to add pounds, to add efficiency, and add fertility in their crosses.
That's good news not only for your breed, but for the whole industry, right, Shane?
Absolutely. I think we've done quite a bit of extensive research and studies, and we look pretty good there in that arena.
That was Shane Bedwell, Chief Operating Officer and Director of Breed Improvement for the American Hereford Association. That's it for today's Cattleman's Corner. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless. I'm Brian Hale.